Welcome. Theodore Payne Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. Listen in for weekly updates on the best locations for viewing spring wildflowers in Southern and Central California. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. In the Southern Sierra woodlands east of Visalia, the iconic blue oaks and redbuds are revealing new leaves and flowers, a sure sign spring is coming to the foothills. Fiddleneck, shooting stars, miner's lettuce, and popcorn flowers are blooming nicely, and soon other colorful wildflowers will be joining them. The diminutive red maids and milkmaids are red and white beacons, spotlighting themselves in the dark shade under oaks. Standing out in many landscapes is white-leaf manzanita, a large, handsome shrub with soft pink urn-shaped flowers clustered among whitish-green foliage. Foothill poppies are opening their bountiful pale yellow blossoms slowly as the temperature warms regionally. Soon they will carpet the hillsides, along with silver bush lupins. Frogs and Sierra newts are out enjoying a wet spring. Lichens, mushrooms, and mosses abound. Warmer days at Placerita Canyon Nature Center are slowly rousing spring wildflowers from their slumber. The canyon trail that follows Placerita Creek upstream to Walker Ranch traverses the water-gorged, fast-flowing creek at several locations and is not recommended for hiking until the water recedes. The Ecology Trail, however, is an easy loop trail that begins and ends behind the Nature Center. It takes you through chaparral, oak woodland, and riparian communities, all stunning now with fresh spring foliage. Hoary-leaved Ceanothus California peony, purple nightshade, popcorn flowers, and fuchsia-flowered gooseberry with accompanying hummingbirds will delight you. The California Botanic Garden's lush spring green appearance invites visitors to explore further and further from the entrance into the 80-acre collection of native plants. The large yellow blossoms of bush poppies are beacons guiding visitors throughout the garden. Coral bells near the entrance and on the mesa are blooming abundantly, creating whimsical sprays of bright pink flowers. California lilacs bloom profusely, displaying brilliant, sometimes subtle, shades of blue, lavender, and white flowers. Near the administration building, clematis vines are scrambling over neighboring shrubs and trees, wrapping them with their cream-colored flowers. Follow your nose to visit the fragrant California pitcher sage and the tiny-flowered Santa Catalina Island currant along the ADA ramp. Blue-eyed grass is occupying many spaces on the mesa pathways. This week at the Theodore Payne Foundation, California sun cups are giving visitors a first glimpse of their upturned sunny faces. Find them in the demonstration gardens and elsewhere. California poppies, common sunflowers, bush sunflower, fragrant pitcher sage, and hummingbird sage all continue to color the nearby slopes. Bright orange fiddlenecks congregate in thick patches. Walking by the nursery, you can spot the season's first baby blue eyes peeping out from under the California sycamore. A royal lupin has started to emerge along the sales yard paths, and tiny white flowers of common eucrypta and lavender-flowered common phacelia grow side by side. If you choose to take the short hike up Wildflower Hill, you will spot red maids, California bluebells, wishbone bush, and chia scattered about the trail. Entangling all plants growing in its path are clinging tendrils of wild cucumber. Enjoy this SoCal spring smorgasbord responsibly. And that's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of these and more wildflower sites. The Theodore Payne Foundation's Poppy Days spring sale is March 29th and 30th. There will be a great selection of colorful wildflowers. Check the TPF website, theodorepayne.org, for details. The next report will be available on Friday, March 22nd.